at the end of the water sports, they talk about the gopis taking water in their hands and doing something with it and making the sounds of frogs.
It's called Jal Mandukya.
You know how to do this? Is there a technique? Because I've tried a couple times and I just make farting sounds. I can't make it sound like a frog. How do you get a frog sound out of this? I'm very curious how to do this.
Well, you have to push. You have to go. You cover your hand like this. And I did the same thing. I couldn't try to do that.
Okay.
20 years ago.
I thought you would be the right one to ask.
And it's just you have to cover your hand and push it all straight down, way down the water. And then bring it up. It goes bloop, like a bloop. It has a deep sound. It's not like slapping the water. You take the water and push it down.
Right.
Push it down like as far as your arm can go down. And then let go, it comes up boo, 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 like a deep sound like a frog.
Oh nice. This is a lot easier than what I was doing. Nice.
Because all that water goes down, it'll boo, 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 sound like a frog.
So
right.
You're pushing air into the water and then it makes pressure.
Yeah, yeah. You keep your hand fingers closed. Like that, and then push it down.
Oh, it says their hands are cupped. Okay. I remember that
part. I remember, yeah, but yeah, it's the cupped hands.
Yeah.
They go straight down.
Nice. Boom. Okay. Nice. I'll try Radha's bathing place.
It's like Madhu Mango. I read on my Govinda Lilamrita narration tape. I recorded it, put it on my website about 6 years ago or something, when I could speak properly. And it says after, while they were eating breakfast and on the ground, the Madhu Mango was putting his hand on his armpit, making sound bop bop. So I recorded it, because usually I don't have a shirt on, it's so hot around here. I just, my gumsha, I was recording, and I was reading at the same time. Trying to keep from cracking, laughing, you know. You hear my voice kind of breaks a little bit, but I try to control it.
Oh my gosh. I do know how to do that one. That one's easy.
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
That's great. You recorded it.
Yeah.
I love this theory on Ross during that Leela. So. And Balram starts getting interested. What? Really? Explain it.
Oh, Madhu Mango theory of Rasa. When I see the food, I start, my hair stands on end. And when I smell the fragrance, I start trembling.
Every bob is there.
Yeah, every bob is there.
That's, it makes me think of that when I'm eating, right? I start thinking about this.
Yeah, very funny part.
It's nice. They're giving prasad over south of Radhakund. What's the place called? Anand Bazaar, right? But that's south of Radhakund, is Champaka, this Kunja, where the kitchen is, right? And they're giving prasad at the same time in the same place they have their lunch.
Where? Who say?
Anand Bazaar.
It's extension. They're separate, not exactly from ISKCON, but it's like they're feeding prasadam there. Mm-hmm. Exactly at Champakradas Kunja, Hemakunja, south of Radhakund.
On Vrindavan Road.
From junction you take left.
Oh, Chatikar Road.
No, from junction, if you go there from straight out from Radhakund, police station is there, then junction comes, then you go left.
Yeah.
And there is a board like Mathura here and like that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Nearby the orange building is there. On the right.
Every day or just
every day.
To anybody?
Every day in the morning and in the afternoon at 1
like 1.
Who's doing it?
It's like Anand Bazaar, they have separate trust.
I think it's Food for Life started.
No, it's not Food for Life of ISKCON, but Anand Bazaar is separate. It started the
well, that's the name of the Jagannath Puri temple inside.
Yeah,
where they give out, where they sell prasadam called Anand Bazaar. That's nice.
It's just nice, it's in the same location in the same time as the Leela. That's why I like
eating there. Oh, you get lunch out there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Lunch time.
Yeah. And it's in Hemakunj, you know, some south of Radhakund, same kunj as Champaka.
That can be like that.
Yeah.
Because they're very big.
Oh, they're huge. Yeah. So it's very nice to have that vibration there, because it's really easy to think about the lunch pastime while you're eating.
Yeah, wow. She should make some of these while you're eating also.
That would be interesting to watch the reaction of that.
Maybe it's good for digestion.
I probably do it with my left hand just so I can keep it.
Yeah, you have to eat with your right. You have
to
be a lefty. Multitasker. Yeah, he didn't make the noise too.
I miss this one every
night. I was recording that. That's great.